Off the ball.
Rugby.
It feels like a summer tour, really, you know, and I think it's exciting to have a competition, and we certainly want to be, you know, at the business end of it come November, but it feels like a tour. And
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball. GAA.
James, you must be fairly happy after that result, getting a little bit close there at the end, but overall, really strong performance.
Yeah, look, we felt we probably had enough done after 15 minutes to go. Disappointing, all right, to concede a couple of goals towards the end. Clare probably got 3 goals in the last, 15-20 minutes. But overall, look, it was a good performance. I think we scored 3-15 from play, which is important, because we probably hadn't been doing that the last couple of weeks. Really happy to be. I suppose the goal was to get into a semi-final. We're at home now in Semple Stadium for the semi-final, so look, very positive.
All 6 forwards and both your midfielders scoring. Maybe a little bit of a reliance on Emer McGrath earlier on in the year, but Caoimhle Sachem and Heffernan really standing up today.
Yeah, like, look, there's loads of talent there, and it's probably getting that message across that, look, like, we need everyone to contribute. Again, like, Emer contributed well there today, but like, it is important to get to that, you have scorers coming from deep, especially midfield, half back line, that kind of stuff. So, you know, I thought we did that well today, that we got our midfielders forward, which is important. So yeah, like, we can't be over reliant on one or two players, because that won't wash against the big teams, you know. So yeah,
you must be very happy. Stoppage on 13 minutes, the injury to Caoimhle Maher would have given Clare a big chance to regroup, but you got the first score after that stoppage.
Yeah, that was important, and we had started really well. Look, just overall, just very disappointed for Caoimhle. It looks like a serious knee injury that we don't know yet what it is. Caoimhle had been going really well. She's been a stalwart for Tip for years, but she's back to her best form, I thought, this year. So look, that's a big worry for us, and it looks quite serious. So just very disappointed for Caoimhle, you know.
Cheers, lads.
And that's looked bad, but the other side of the scene, Clona coming on, who's been three cruciates, like former captain, like, to be able to call on that sort of experience and ability was really unbelievable. You have to see that depth in the pattern.
Yeah, like it is a big luxury to be able to be on someone like Clodagh, and to be fair, like, someone to come back from three cruciates, I don't think many players would do it. But like, as soon as Clodagh got injured, was it last year or was the last one, like, everyone knew she would be back, and she's probably back fit now, probably 2 months, 3 months, and she's probably unlucky not to be trusted in sooner. But she took her chance today, and she was excellent.
And we've taken, like, obviously, first appearance of Crow Park, racked with nerves, not a bit of it, like, she looks just so natural out there.
Yeah, and she was bound to be nervous, and I say a lot of the younger players well, and even experienced players, like you're always going to be nervous, like, on a big occasion like this. But yeah, like, she took it in her stride, like she always does. So, like, delighted for her as well.
And just in terms of, obviously, I think we'll have a draw soon or later. You probably, you know, 3 weeks doesn't matter to you who you get.
Not really. Look, we're at home. We're delighted to be in Semple Stadium. To be fair, look, Cork and Galway, whoever, I presume they're separated in the draw. They'll go in as massive favourites, like we know that. And you know, on the form line, you know, that's deserved. Cork and Galway have been way out in front for the last couple of years, and the form line is showing this year that is the same. So, like, look, we're glad we have the 3 weeks, because we need it to go up against either of those two teams, you know. But look, the fact that we'll be at home, it's a big bonus for us. We should have a massive Tip crowd there, hopefully. So, like, can't wait for that. Yeah, like, look, it's my first year in the job, but to me, the structure, it probably suited us. It probably maybe favours the so-called stronger teams. But like, my understanding is that the teams in Group 2 got huge benefit out of it as well. Like, to be fair, there was a lot of kind of one-sided games last year. So, like, I have to give credit to the Camogie Association to try to balance that. But, the fact that we lost our 3 games probably meant that the system didn't work, because we ended up in the quarterfinal. But if we got a win, you could argue that it was a good system, you know what I mean? So it maybe is there for tweak, and I know probably Kilkenny would have been disappointed not to be in that top 4 as well. So from our point of view, we were happy with the strong games, but I can see why other teams wouldn't be overly happy with the system. So there does seem to be a bit of disappointment over the setup. Probably when I started the job, the first news I got was that we're in a group with Cork, Galway and Waterford, and I was saying, geez, it's going to be a tough year, but yeah, look, the three games definitely stood to us anyway, from my point of view.
Really, they probably need to take another step now this year, you know, they've been really pushing, like, you say, given the way your foot forward line, especially Pace, I think 1 point off your foot forward line, something like that, you know, so you must be feeling positive now that they can take that next step.
Yeah, like, and that's what the players are here for, you know what I mean? Like, they're not here to get to semi-finals and kind of go only that far, you know what I mean? It's like, the talent is there, like, we believe the talent is there. There's loads of good young players on the squad as well. They've brought a lot of kind of energy and freshness to the setup this year. But, yeah, like, we definitely feel like we have the scoring power up front. But, you know, it's not enough to kind of just have those players on the pitch. You have to probably get good ball into them, and you know, like, your forwards need to work really hard as well to stop the opposition kind of getting a run on us as well. So it's just to put that together, I suppose, in a big game, and like, no better time than that, hopefully, in 3 weeks time. But yeah, like, definitely looking forward to that challenge. And like, you know, the girls aren't training since probably November to only go that far, you know. So
yeah, definitely the first half was definitely you know, if we could have been that couple of points, you know, there's some serious missed chances there in the first half. Draw three wides and frees, two balls going to goalie's hand, a great goal opportunity slipped. That's what, 8 points. It was only six in at half time. Yeah. If we had even scored half of those, and then the killer the goal straight after half time then didn't help us. But I think the girls showed great character to stay fighting on. And the introduction of Anya Loughlin and Maeve Millay added emphasis to the forwards. And we took a few chances in the finish and a high.
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite to last year. You know, you probably hanging in for 40 minutes and kind of fell away in the last 20 minutes last year, whereas this year was, he took, you know, I think 3, 4 to 5 points in the last 10 or 15 minutes. So, you know, it was completely the opposite. Yeah. I suppose that just shows the condition that they're in.
Yeah, look at it, and as I said to one or two of them already, you have to be really tuned in when you're up here on the big stage. You can't afford any lack of concentration, and, you know, on a couple of occasions we showed just a little bit of lack of concentration, and I suppose the goal for Tipperary, the quick free, and, you know, we had seen that already in the championship, we had spoke about it, and, you know what you can prepare all you like and do all you like, but, you know, the girls did try their best, you know, no man don't have to play a bad game, and at least they finished on a high.
Yeah. Like, I think Tipperary got the first 7 points, but you must had seven wides at the same time, you know, at the other end.
Yeah.
So, like, it was a killer, really, that everything you were hitting was going wide and everything they were hitting was going over the bar.
Yeah, and we hit two into, as I said earlier, we hit two into the goalkeeper's hand, and we put a, you know, great goal chance away, we didn't put it away. And, you know, and any chance the Tip got, they punished us, and that's what good teams will do to you, and that's, you know, we have to learn that, and we have to be, you know, but hopefully playing 1A next year, and we're playing the Cox and Kilkenny's, or the Cox and Galway's, Kilkenny's, all that, and every day that we'll pick up a few tricks and apply ourselves and, you know, dust ourselves down and refocus again.
And you can see the standard, if you know what I mean. You know, the 1B was great and it was a great stepping stone, but you can see now the standard from that. Like, I mean, Tipperary were extremely sharp from the outset.
Yeah, yeah. And so hopefully we can, you know, playing in the 1A next year in the league will sharpen us, and we'll pair us then, that we can be, you know, get back here and progress further. I mean, we need to, so we need to get one big win in our championship. We need to take a scalp of someone, and, you know, until we do that, that has to be our goal, right? And until we do that, it's we're going to struggle in the championship. I can't. I was asked already there. We came up last night. They were in really good form. We spoke about all week. Do you know what I mean? This is our third week on the trot, on matches. So I think we create the chances. I just think, you know, on a big stage and a big day, if we don't take those chances and a ball goes wide and next thing it's multiplies in your head, and, you know, then a free doesn't go over and next thing, you know what I mean, all these little things, and, you know, if you miss a ball picking it, and, you know, it's amplified in a stage like this. And but look, that's sport. And we'll just dust ourselves down and go at it all over again, and see hopefully we can pick up a couple more in the pen and strengthen the pen. And like I said to Owen there, you know, playing 1A in the league, hopefully that'll sharpen us, and we just work on that. I don't think we're that far away. Do you mean a bit of luck there in the first half today? And you know, if we had got a couple of those points, if we'd scored half of those, right, it'd probably be 2 points going at half time. It'd be a lot different conversation at half time. When we went down six, and next thing there's a goal, that's nine. You know, if there's only two in it, you know, that's it. And we know we have the conditioning work done, we know we have the fitness done, so we knew we were going to finish strong. We knew we had subs to bring on, right, to finish the game, and that proved the point. We just needed to be in that game at half time, and you know, it's a couple points closer or even ahead or level, whatever it was, but it was just that 6 points and in the goal after half time really killed it. But I think on the positive side, the girls showed a huge character, a huge belief, and what we've worked on in since last November, and I'm really proud of how they finished. They just didn't throw in the towel and say, let's get on the bus, get out of here. They kept knocking away, kept down, and the Clare crowd coming in, give them support as well. And to be playing Camogie in this atmosphere is ideal, and the girls should be proud of what they did.
The big stage pictures as well, but huge in that first half.
Maybe Nicholas, I don't know, but you know, the most of them were here last year. Do you know what I mean? You can't count it for everything. We spoke about it, we had gone through it, we'd looked at videos, so it's just the rub of the green, and we just didn't have it in the first 20 minutes, right? Whereas everything Tipperary touched, you know, went over there, and everything we did is a drop short and went wide, and you know, each one of those in is like a hammer blow, and you're trying harder the next time, and you know, it doesn't happen, and you know, trying, and next thing, you know, a hill becomes a mountain, and you know, but I mean, we finished the half really well, got a couple of scores, and we were positive at half time, and you know, and you just showed that in how we finished the game. You know, I mean, I know the three goals may be a penalty, but we still got the ball into positions and still made a battle of it, and you know, that's sport.
The good thing is that they got better when the crowd got bigger, so that's a good positive for going forward.
It was. It was probably disheartening for some of the Clare supporters coming in. They came in late and saw the score, but at least, John, the last 15 minutes there, we showed what we're about, and we're sure that we can play Camogie. If we can play that for 60 minutes, then that's the end.
But overall, the year, you know, well, obviously today was a bit, a sobering result. You know, overall, there's huge steps made this year, wasn't there?
With yeah.
The league success and the four wins in the group stage, we've never done before.
Yeah, look, last year we got to this stage with one win. You know, we had to, you know, we were going to awfully in the last game 2 weeks ago, not knowing, although it was in our own hands, we didn't know what was going to happen. Yeah, and those competitive games and going down to Wexford and things like that. And, you know, playing competitive games, that's what we all want to be doing. You know, we don't want to be training, we want to be playing games. And it was a positive from that point of view. Our strength and conditioning has been immense this year. It showed in the end. We were able to finish good and strong, and our hurling, you know, our tactical, you know, just need to improve on a couple of things, but you know, we are making strides. And as I said to the boys when we took over the job in November, we're going to get so far on the ladder this year, right? It's we're going to kick on then and just, you know, stride further next year.
You'll probably, if the structure stays the same, be in Group 2 again next year. How do you think that went for you, whereas Group 1 teams were playing each other week in, week out? You went in with momentum, but did you feel it was at a different pace today?
Certainly a different pace. And an awkward question to ask me now. we certainly was at a different pace. But, John, we played 3 weeks in a row, a week off, and we played 3 weeks in a row again. The 1A teams weren't less that, and that would be my issue with it. It's very hard for girls, you know, they have jobs, everything in college, and they're trying to juggle everything. And you're going, you know, the last couple of weeks, the amount of work we could do was just recovering, going to the beach and like that. So, yeah, that maybe look at the structure maybe a bit and maybe give a little bit. I know every code, Hurling Football, they're all talking about, you know, the condensed season and all that, but it's quite hard for a development team in 1B to come out, play 3 weeks, a week off, and go 3 weeks again. But if they could look at that, the structure after that would be okay.
Off the ball, GAA.